Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling like a rock superstar. Covino and Rich.
Woo!
In for the Dan Patrick Show. I'm Steve Covino.
Nice.
Good morning from the West Side. That's Rich Davis. What's up, man? Good morning.
I'm good, man. Got my coffee, ready to go, ready to talk about a bunch of nonsense today in the world of sports. Spot's here, Danny G is here. We got Joel running things, Isaac with our updates in a little bit. I don't even know where to start, man.
I know where to start.
I'll tell you where to start.
God bless the great Dan Patrick, because it's early as hell. Early like Mr. Furley. Feel like the old guy.
Jack!
You know, up way too early right now. Crust in my eyes. I got the bedhead. And I woke up and I'm like, oh, man, we got to fill in for Dan Patrick today.
What a day.
Now, Rich and I have been doing radio together for a long time, guys, but this is big. This is great. We're happy to be here. It's an honor. We're big fans of Dan Patrick for years. Grew up watching Dan Patrick. But we've been doing radio a long time, but we haven't been doing it this early.
In a while.
I wake up and I'm like, ah, right? Startled. Got to get up, do Dan Patrick. Then I realized, oh, I got contractors coming to my house later today. You know, there's always life. There's work and there's life.
Of course.
And sports, always a great distraction, right? That's how it works. So I'm like, oh, work. But work is sports, so that's fun. And then I'm like, oh, life. Contractors are coming. And they always come and expect someone to be there. And it's always a hassle and a huff of, how am I going to let these guys in? I got to work. I got to do things. I'm on for Dan Patrick. I can't worry about contractors. And then it dawned on me, Rich, I got all these goodies, these goods lying around, and I don't know who's coming to my house. I don't know these guys.
Oh, you're the guy that does it. You're the guy that doesn't trust the contractor.
I'm the guy who doesn't trust anybody. I've never met these dudes, but let me tell you what it was.
You're not the helicopter homeowner, right, where when someone's doing work in your house, you're lingering like, yo, what's going on? You guys good? You guys good? Oh, you're so annoying.
I am that guy. I'm the guy that offers lots of drinks just to make sure they're not snooping at my stuff, you know, just to make sure they're not lurking around. And
you guys good?
Exactly.
You guys good in here?
Can I get you anything? You're not snooping around, right? Yeah, you got to oversee things because then people cut corners. That's how my mind works, because that's maybe what I would do.
I let people do what they're paid to do, and they're good at it. You're the guy that they probably hate going to your house.
Well, tell me if I've made a few bad choices already.
Okay.
It's a cold morning here on the West Coast.
Cold.
It really is.
Stop it.
So I ordered a cold.
I ordered a cold coffee,
so I'm already cold.
You know you're talking to the whole country. You know,
I understand that. They have to understand. It's a very brisk morning.
Just making
sure. Very brisk morning, and I have a cold coffee, and it's not adding up.
Yeah, so honestly, it's humiliating. You know what it's like? It's like a guy with a full head of hair.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, I'm thinning a little bit, and you're talking like a bald guy.
He does that too.
You live in Southern California. There's people that are dealing with possible snowstorms coming their way, and you're like, dude, it's a brisk 60 this morning.
It's a cold front. Let me tell you.
Yeah, cold front.
It is. You want me to tell you? It's cold, man.
It's polar plunge.
How am I supposed to do a radio show when it's so cold? It's so cold. It is brisk. Cold. And I got a cold coffee, and then, you know, you got your nerves filling in for Dan Patrick. None of this is adding up. But my point is, I'm painting a picture. And by the way, it's so cold.
Okay,
Bob
Ross.
I'm telling you. We're having such a cold front. Danny J, Isaac,
stop!
Everybody.
Are you doing cold humor? It's so cold.
It's so cold. This is true. You're probably thinking, who are these bozos? Hey.
Well, after the cold statement, yes.
We live a dad life, too. Like I said, life, sports, entertainment. This is what we do. Covino and Rich. Again, good morning. It's so cold, they canceled my daughter's dance tonight. Because of the cold.
Stop it.
Even I was shocked. I was like, what does that mean?
The cold.
I'm like, oh, your dance is outside? I didn't know that. I didn't grow up in California. I'm from Union, New Jersey. When I think of a school dance, I don't think of it outside. So that's how cold it is. Yeah, they canceled her little dance tonight.
I don't remember Daniel LaRusso's Dance and Karate Kid being outside.
Exactly. We didn't grow up that way.
Yeah.
So long story short. It's so cold. I wake up this morning, and I'm like, oh, no, I got to go out to the shed. And I wake my girlfriend up, and she's like, what are you doing? Why are you going outside? I'm like, I got to go outside to the shed. She's like, for what? I'm like, contractors are coming. So I go outside, and I'm shivering, and then I'm rummaging through my stuff because I have to retrieve my Pete Rose autographed bat and my Derek Jeter autographed bat because I know somebody's going to steal it.
Yes,
it's going to be. You're tempting people. I would be tempted if I'm, you know, working on someone's place. I would look at that and notice it and be like, you mean to tell me this guy left these valuable items just here chilling?
By the way, please don't call it a shed. Like it's something manly. It's where you store memorabilia. There's not one tool in
it's
there.
It's where you got your Bernie Williams jersey. Yeah. It's not a shed.
These are.
Oh, did you move that too?
These are valuable items.
It's his man shed. His he shed.
It doesn't have a lock because they're working on it. So how in the world could I allow strangers? I don't know who they are, right? But I know how I think. So I'm not judging. I know how I think, and I would say if I see those things, I wouldn't take them because I'm not a thief, but I would notice that, hey, someone would be willing to take that. And those things, in my mind, still have high value. I'm a guy who grew up collecting memorabilia. I did the math, Rich, between Pete Rose and Derek Jeter, their autographed bats, that's 7,721 hits. You don't think somebody wants that? Are you out of your mind? Are you?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Joel.
And in dollars.
Joel. Covino's the type of guy clearly you can't trust at self-checkout. He is the guy that's he's not swiping every item.
Wrong. Hold on.
Oh, look, my chocolate-covered almonds, $8.
No, I live in the real world, unlike you, silly fool's talk that you're speaking right now.
Silly fool.
I am the guy that you could completely trust. I'll never not swipe anything at self-checkout, but I'm very well aware that people don't. You know what I mean? I'm very well aware of the people, and I can see the people. I can see them. Like, oh, I don't. No, I have that eye. I have that. Maybe it's just how I was brought up with a bunch of hooligans. Like I said, I'm from Union, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of great people. Don't get me wrong. But I know that type of person. So, again, I don't know who's at my house when I'm not there. I don't trust anybody. I went out in the cold this morning to retrieve these items. I'm rummaging, and here they are. I had to bring them in. So, again, that's why I was running just a little bit late, because I was trying to find this stuff, because it's right there for people to take.
Gotta hide the Jeter bat.
Hey, 877-99 on Fox. We're the most interactive, most inclusive show on Fox Sports Radio.
According to me.
I just made that up, but I want to hear from you guys. 877-99 on Fox, especially if you know us, if you're new to us. We appreciate you guys giving us a shot. Am I out of my mind, or am I making a point?
These are things you put away.
Yo, these are things you put. You don't leave jewelry around. That doesn't mean you're wrong.
Yeah.
You're just being precautious.
Well,
you're not tempting people with the goods.
I'll tell you what. This morning, most of the audience probably been up for a while. East Coast, it's already after 9 a.m. But I will say, out here on the West Coast.
Yeah, I was in the dark trying to find these things. Thanks.
Much like when you book that 6 a.m. flight that you later regret, anytime your alarm is set to go off at like 4 something, you never get a good night's sleep because you're like, I'm going to oversleep. I know I'm going to miss the alarm. I even told my wife, I'm like, babe, just set an alarm for 4 something. Yeah. So I'm thinking, there's no way we can't. I can't oversleep. So I'm with you that you can't get a good night's sleep before a big morning, especially when it's 4 or 5 in the morning.
You nailed it because my mind's racing, right? We're not used to waking up this early at this time in the dark. And I was a little nerve-wracked about that, too. I didn't want to miss the alarm, and I'm thinking about these contractors, and that was our morning.
Well, you should feel better.
We made it.
You should feel better, because we have a lot to get to today, and we're already getting feedback. We got a message from Minnesota. Matt hit us up saying he feels really bad for you, because where he is, it's -3. So it must be really terrible here in Southern California.
I don't have any sympathy for Matt. And by the way, Matt, say hello to Danny Gladden for me. Say hello.
say hello to Gary Gaetti.
Say hello to Gary Gaetti while you're at it. He chose to live in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. That's not my problem. You know, it's cold for L.A. right now. It really is. But wherever you are, we appreciate you hanging out with us. So,
Kirk Cousins maybe getting out of Minnesota. Maybe we'll get to that later.
Maybe. I'm the guy with lots of valuable memorabilia that I put high value on. I'm Steve Covino. Again, good morning. That is Rich Davis. Spotty's here. Danny G's on the phones. 877-99 on Fox. We got Isaac. We got you guys. Let's go.
All right.
As the weenials say, Rich, as the millennials say, let's effing go.
Yeah, the battle cry of every 20 and 30-year-old.
Let's effing go. Before they do anything.
All right. Today we're going to talk about Tom Brady. Were we robbed of the funny, charismatic Tom Brady for the last 20 years? We're going to talk LeBron and Bronny. Did Kyrie win COVID chicken? We'll get to all this. What quarterback is most likely to be on the move? But I got to start with something I saw that made me laugh, because you used to be this guy. Now, we've all found ourselves on group chats. Some you want to be on, some you don't want to be on. Some you're like, how did I get on this group chat? Who's sending me these dumb memes at 4 a.m? Other ones are good ones. You're like,
again,
oh, my.
We're talking to a large audience right now,
yeah,
and I respect that. I think most people are like, yo, leave me alone with your group chats. Honestly.
I mute all this.
Yeah.
Every group chat I
think you're sort of isolating a lot of people right off the bat. People are like, is this guy serious? He likes group chats? I hate group chats.
If it's more than two other people, that is muted on my phone.
Yeah, man. I don't want to be part of your little fun time.
All right.
Leave me alone. I'm watching the Kanye documentary.
Leave me alone.
I'm watching Pam and Tommy.
How many group chats are you on? Probably between your Fox Sports buddies, your high school, college buddies, your old school friends. Like, how many group chats are on the regular?
Two. One with family about Dodgers, Lakers, Raiders,
okay,
and another one with you guys talking about show topics.
Look at that.
Hey, but that's the limit.
That's standard?
That's standard.
Wait a second.
Yeah, but same as on air. You guys don't get to sports until about 10 minutes in.
You guys are on a group chat together?
Yeah, you're not involved. Sorry, Spot. You know, it's interesting
you
would say
that. I don't want to be on it. I don't want to be on it.
It's interesting Spot would say that, because that's where I want to start. Cleveland Cavaliers have left Jared Allen off the group chat until he got an iPhone. And I think this is fantastic.
This is petty.
Petty, like Tom.
Snobbery.
Like Richard.
Petty, like Richard. Petty. You could say this is petty all day. But anyone that is on the group chat, again, you're right. I would say for every 5 group chats you might be on, one of them might be one you like. The other one, you're like, oh, my siblings sending me baby pictures of their kids. Oh, my high school friends. I don't need to hear this. But every so often, there is a good group chat. Now, this story's hilarious.
I'll give you that, Rich, but it's few and far between. Like, I'm on a group chat with a few old coworker friends, my buddy Sean, my buddy Bonick, and we have some good laughs every once in a while because they're funny. But not everyone's bringing the laughs. Not everyone's that funny. People think they're funny. People have that mentality like, yo, me and my crew, we're like the Impractical Jokers. No, you're not.
No, you're not funny.
Newsflash, you're not.
If you put a camera on me and my friends, yo, we would be on True TV.
Nah.
We could be like the Impractical Jokers.
Nope.
No, you couldn't. And you're not that funny.
You're not that guy, pal.
I have one group chat that's funny. One. That's it. And the family one, Danny G, I don't even count that. But I have the family chat, but I don't even count that because that's your family. It's like, that's the easiest possible way to communicate with family. So I don't even consider that a group chat.
Well, here's the story.
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen would be left out of things. And he'd wonder.
Like Spot.
Where am I? Why am I not out with the guys? And they purposely said, listen, yo, man, we don't want you ruining our group chat. Your green text messages.
I don't get this.
This
sounds like, you know why? This sounds like phone snobbery already.
It is.
I feel like you're phone shaming.
But with justification.
Okay, go ahead. Explain, because there's a lot of people on the edge of their seat right now.
you've been on a group chat with someone that doesn't have an iPhone.
Yeah.
And instead of all the blue text messages and pictures and videos and everything easily being sent, Spot, what happens when someone has an Android?
You get all those responses when someone like
Spot
likes.
Spot laughed at image.
Right. If I because the iPhone has that feature where you hold down and you can do a heart or a like or a
you're
thumbs
on,
up or a ha-ha.
iMessage.
Yeah, an iMessage. Yeah. So it's more seamless. And
that bothers you
but
if someone doesn't.
Rather
have,
than just having the little heart pop up or the little laugh pop up,
so that
then it says
that?
It sends a whole other message that says, Steve Covino laughed at message.
Okay. So you guys
Rich
think,
Davis emphasized message.
You guys think I'm ridiculous because yeah. I would assume that people would see value in my memorabilia.
Nah.
Yet you judge people who don't have an iPhone because they ruin your group chat?
Well, to quote Jared Allen, former first-round draft pick, Cleveland Cavalier. This is what he said. I actually had to get an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Android and an iPhone now. Just because the team wouldn't let me in the group text.
Ridiculous.
They wanted all blue texts.
That is absurd. Absurd behavior.
Sometimes my teammates, this is Jared Allen, sometimes my teammates would be like, yo, Jay, why weren't you at the event last night? It's like, what event? I wasn't in the group text because they wanted blue messages.
So in other words, if you have an Android,
yeah,
it messes up the like continuity and all of a sudden your messages are green as opposed to blue. And that bothers you.
Yes.
Now, I'm a guy that came up the ranks without an iPhone. I just got an iPhone within the past 4 years. And here's, if you got any argument whatsoever, I will tell you this. We do live in a world that judges for whatever reason.
Didn't you tell me when you were single?
This is exactly what I'm talking about. I was single for a year, right? I was married, and then I was out there in the mist again.
In the wild.
In the wild, I was, you know, released out there like, what the heck is going on? And I had an Android. And
if you don't think that cramped you, you're lying.
Women would tell me, like, I saw your Android, and I was like, I don't know
if this
but
is
you're
kind
of cool. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And I'm not kidding you. Like, you are judged. It was brought to my attention. Then again, we're in L.A., mm-hmm. and I also was on dates where the first question was, like, so what do you drive? But you are being judged by the phone you use. So this is not really that new to me. I'm just surprised. You know what? I'm surprised that a young guy in the NBA doesn't have an iPhone, to be honest.
It also creates a more seamless user experience. Like, iMessaging works so you can work off Wi-Fi, internet. You can send messages on a plane.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not necessarily about iPhones being better than Androids because
just
that's a whole other conversation.
It's a continuity of your life.
Yeah, it makes it seamless and a much more user-friendly experience.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was the guy for a long time up until, like I said, 4 years ago, who was accused. I was the Jared Allen. I was accused of ruining the group chat. You're changing the color of our group chat. I didn't even know what that meant, right? Because I never had an iPhone. Yeah. So here's what I would do. Okay, I don't want to be in your stupid group then. I don't care. Leave me alone.
I'm out.
And that's it. And it's as simple as that. But that's the story, guys. Jared Allen.
Cleveland Cavaliers. Now
forced to get an iPhone.
By the way, just to throw the numbers out there, this guy's got a 5-year, $100 million deal. So getting a second phone just for his teammates is within reason, but still.
I will tell you this on a side note.
He must be very committed to that old school Android he's got.
I never saw the difference. I never saw, you know.
I'm sorry, what?
I never saw the difference between the Android and the iPhone.
And that says everything I need to know.
No, it's true.
Because you know my hot take. Androids are, I think, far and away more technologically advanced than an iPhone.
Right.
They have so many great features.
Yeah.
You can do so much customization. But every Android user does not deserve to own an Android because they don't know how to use them.
No,
that's
no,
a good point.
You're right about that.
That's my hot take.
I did my first ever transfer, data transfer. Data?
I don't know.
My first data transfer from my old iPhone to my brand new one I just got like a week ago. It was the easiest experience ever. So I'll give you that. Like, that was a game changer for me because when you use Android, you don't know if anything was transferred over. You're like, wait, did I get all my videos? Did I get all my pictures? So it's a solid move. But Jared Allen, I feel bad for the guy being judged that way and left out of the fun.
If you're an NBA fan, if you're an NBA guy or girl, you know that Jared Allen's a likable guy. Just even recently at a press conference, it's like, what am I supposed to do? wear like a $5,000 chain. He's a very regular guy, likable NBA player. So I just thought this story was a pretty fun way to start today. Off the group chat until he got an iPhone. Happens in real life? Happens to Jared Allen on the Cavs. Now, something I wanted to get to next. So think about this and chime in. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
And we're going to get to the phone calls too.
Yeah. 888-99 on Fox. Think about this. Immature or mature when players are using their social media in little baby game ways, like I'm deleting and scrubbing my social media of all indications of what team I'm on. If Kyler Murray says,
talking about Mr. Wilson
and Russell Wilson now, Russell Wilson taking away his Seahawks profile picture. Kyler Murray did this. When teams have a problem with a player, where a player's thinking, oh, maybe this is not where I want to be, and they start doing little things that like an ex-girlfriend would do on social media, like I tuck down his pictures. Is that immature or just a reflection of where we are in 2022? I mean, these guys that we're talking about, they're not 40-year-old guys. They're not 30-year-old guys. A lot of them are young 20s, right? So
that's what we forget.
When you say when you say immature, well, I mean, a lot of the people we're talking about, like Kyler Murray, is a 20-something-year-old dude who that's the life he's known for his whole life.
You got to say to yourself, imagine if you were under that spotlight at that age, you know? By the way, I was probably the most immature 20-something-year-old you'd have ever met. So put yourself in that position before we get to the phone calls.
All right. We have more next. Covino and Rich filling in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rock on!
Covino and Rich filling in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
877-99 on Fox. Steve Covino, Rich Davis. Spotty's here. Joel Elliott on the ones and twos. What's up, Joel? Good morning. Danny G and Isaac. And before we get into this Tom Brady stuff, Rich, real credit cards and real credit card questions require real people. And I am for real. Someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover also offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense.
What's the next line?
Never meant to make your daughter cry. Come on, man. Come on. That's it's not amateur hour.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Come on. Anyway.
Who's your favorite Jackson? Lamar Jackson? Arnold Jackson from Different Strokes, or
Tito,
Action.
Action
Jackson?
Action Jackson.
Action Detroit.
Action's a great answer, but I was going with Tito. I was leaning Tito on that. Yeah, I was leaning Tito. So, again, I'm Covino. That is Rich, and you wanted to talk about Tom Brady.
You said Tito Jackson. You look more like Tito Santana, though.
Thank you. Thank
Arriba.
You. Yes. All Arriba right. And órale. Los Vatos Locos. Welcome from the West Side.
All right. Let's let's say hi to JJ from Indiana. Take a quick phone call. And then I do want to get to social media and Tom Brady and a bunch of stuff. JJ, what's up, man? You're on with Covino and Rich.
Rich and Covino, what's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Yo.
Hey, hopefully they're going to get you some of that meat trigger action since you're filling in. They need to, brothers.
Thank you, man.
Hey, really quick, just got a question. We know Kirk Cousins may be out. Russell Wilson may be out. And, of course, Murray might be out. And we know Wentz is out. I'm Indiana, Indianapolis Colts all the way. What are our odds on getting one of them?
You know, it's interesting, right? Because Indianapolis, I wonder what the vibe is among players. Like, do people want to go play Indianapolis?
On a throwback Thursday, can I tell you where my mind went real quick, right, Rich?
Please.
Throwback Thursday. Remember when we were kids? Joel, you remember this. Remember going to the supermarket with your parents? And, you know, outside the supermarket, there was that weird, like, thing you sat on and just went around in circles. Remember that thing?
Next to the little next to the little car that just sort of shook a little bit.
Yeah, you know, remember the little quarter
the little horsey? Yeah.
All right, so there was always the gumball machine, too, when you left the supermarket. And every once in a while, there'd be a bunch of football helmets. Again, throwback Thursday when you were a kid.
I
had these plastic football helmets, and you'd ask your parents to have a quarter, and like no one ever had a quarter. Maybe your grandma had a quarter. You're like, yes. And you'd go to get one of these plastic football helmets. If I got a Colts helmet, and no offense, we're trying to win people over here, right? But if I got a Colts helmet, this is back in the day. This is showing you how far they came. If I got a Colts helmet, like I would throw it away.
That's how you feel about Indianapolis.
Before I even got to the car, I would be so mad about it. I'm like, who wants the Colts? That's how far we've come. That's how much things have changed.
What old school supermarket on the East Coast? I remember King Cullen.
Foodtown.
All right.
Foodtown.
We went to Indianapolis.
ShopRite.
For the Super Bowl. Years ago,
the city
rolled out the red carpet for everyone visiting.
It was our most memorable experience. So again, no hate at all. We had an amazing experience in Indianapolis.
I just have not heard, I'm listening to the same stuff you're listening to. I'm listening to Dan Patrick, Cowherd, the whole crew. I have not heard any rumors of anyone big going to Indianapolis, unfortunately. I've just not heard. I mean, unless I'm missing something.
Who would fit, though, in your opinion?
Man, it's a very interesting scenario because Andrew Luck retiring early.
Mm-hmm.
sort of threw that whole organization for a loop, right? Because then they're like, all right, let's patch in Phillip Rivers. All right, now we got, all right, now we got Wentz. Who, by the way, I saw Colin Cowherd compare Wentz's numbers to so many other quarterbacks in the NFL, and they're actually better. It's just they gave up very quick on the idea of Carson Wentz. So, dude, I don't know.
Something about Wentz that I don't trust as far as
you don't trust redheads. You don't trust redheads.
It's not.
It's
the
just
redheads.
Say it.
It's not,
you don't trust gingers.
No, that's
say
not it.
It.
That's you projecting. I would never say that. It's a matter of health for me. Like he proved this year that he could still do it, but. Seems fragile.
Must you know be Italian.
I mean? No. Seriously, there's something about him that I worry about. It's like, oh, is he going to be able to last? Is that leg all right?
Well, I guess we'll find out. I asked the question before, immature or mature? Do you have any final thoughts on that before we get to Brady? When a younger player uses social media as their little weapon of, I scrubbed my team from my social media. That's like when you're ex-girl decides to...
Do you look at it as a business move, though? Like, this good business?
I think it shows the organization... Listen, who runs the organization? Older people that might not understand the dynamic of social media. So I think the look is a little immature, but I get it. It's no different than when you break up with a girl and you're like, oh, look at that. How convenient that she deleted every picture of me off her social media. Oh, her Instagram... And her TikTok and Facebook and everything, I'm not there anymore.
This whole move, in my opinion, is so counterproductive. Correct me if I'm wrong. Everyone's entitled to their wrong opinions.
That's true.
Even you, Danny G. But if you're deleting anything, it shows that you care, right? So if I think of my exes who pretend I never existed, that's because they still want me.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Joel, you think I'm crazy. It's true.
Yeah.
It's not true, Joel.
No, that's true. I agree with you.
Don't
listen to him.
My man. And I'll tell you why. Because if they didn't care, they would have just left him there. Yeah. You go through my social media, if you go far back enough, there's girls there that I've dated years ago. You know why? Yeah. I don't care. I moved on. I held my head high. You know, it's a petty move to pretend like this stuff didn't exist.
Or maybe
you know?
They actually hate you.
Just because you delete it?
Well, after today, I believe they'll probably be scrubbed today.
Right? No, look, you know, they're deleting it because they're scorned, because they're hurt, because they want your attention. And I feel the same applies in the NFL. Like, what a petty move. You're going to pretend like you didn't have a long career in Seattle or in Arizona or whoever the player is you're talking about. You're going to pretend that they meant nothing to you. They paid millions. They bought your first mansion. Now you deleted them. Why? What are you trying to say? You're saying to me that you still care. And that you're trying to get people to react. You're
Russell
trying to
Wilson,
get...
no, didn't we see this? We kind of seen this already. You know, he wanted to go. He didn't pack his clothes.
Uh-huh.
He ain't called nobody saying he was going nowhere. Didn't you say you was moving?
Yeah.
You're not moving. Now he's doing it again. What can he do? He has no more plays.
Exactly.
Russell,
these are tactics.
Wilson, social media change hints at commander's interest. I'm reading an article here. He may have interest in becoming the next starting quarterback for the first year of the Washington Commanders. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson's latest changes give off weird vibes to Seattle fans.
I got to ask you, what good does that do? You know, the highlights of him playing in Seattle are still going to be there, right? For example, you and I worked for another sports entertainment company. Did I go back and delete everything? And don't you think it would be, and by the way, if someone forces you to, I think they also have a bigger issue.
And, it rhymes with ESPN.
Yeah, you just didn't say it. So you're playing little reindeer games.
I'm not playing reindeer games. I want to keep my job here, right? You don't advertise. You don't lead with those things. But let me give you another analogy. Are you watching Love is Blind?
Of course I am.
What a show.
Shane.
Hey, I'm Shane.
Shane looks like...
Hey, what's up, guys?
Shane looks like he could be Gary Busey's kid.
Hey, it's Shane. I love you. They need a spinoff for that dude. Just his own show with his bug eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Shane. What's up, bros?
Oh, my God, Shane. I think I love you, too.
I love you, too, and I never met you. Want to get married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, you know, she's like, you're not really what I expected.
I know. I'm a cool bro, right? I'm kind of like a party guy. Let's get married.
Anyway, Love is Blind is on Netflix. And when you're done watching Kanye Genius episode 2 tonight, you can maybe catch up on Love is Blind.
Yeah.
There's a cool, smooth dude on there named Jarrett, right?
Yeah.
And he falls in love with some young lady, too. and they go back to his place, and she's like, I'm sorry, who gave you this jewelry box?
Oh.
She goes, it's personalized. He goes, an ex-girlfriend gave it to me. She's like, yeah.
You're going to get rid of that.
You're going to have to get rid of that. And you know what that screams of? Like baby games.
Maniac behavior.
That's dangerous territory. Red flags. Deleting your past? That's ridiculous. You know, there's some people that throw away their pictures, delete everything. Like, that is like, there's something crazy going on there. There's no need to do that. You know what you do? You put them aside. You put them in a folder. You take your actual photos, throw them in a Rubbermaid bin somewhere. Throw them in storage. Your contractors are not going to want to steal that stuff. Trust me. You know what I mean? Like, those are things you put away, but you keep. Those are your memories.
But you can do that too on Instagram. Like, Instagram, you can archive photos, so you don't delete them. You can keep everything. You can keep all your comments.
So you're telling me Russell Wilson archived his...
I bet you he did.
He still has pictures of him on the Seahawks.
I bet you he did.
With Russell Wilson, it's a bit different than Kyler Murray. Russell Wilson just changed his profile picture, so everyone's like, he changed his profile. But, Covino, I think the great tactic is something you talked about years ago, because we've talked about how sometimes your parents will still have a picture of you with an ex at their house. So you go with the new girl to your house and mom's got a picture of you and your ex on the fridge.
It's a bad move.
You
yeah.
said that your dad mm-hmm. used to pull a move. Now, this is the lesson learned here. We're talking Russell Wilson.
True story. My dad invented Photoshop. Yeah.
We're talking Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray and all these people playing social media reindeer games. Covino's dad was the original Photoshop. He would cut out celebrity faces from magazines and put them on people's faces in family photos that no longer are in the family. So let's say Uncle Frank got divorced. The ex-wife's face is now like Jennifer Aniston.
No, this was the 80s. So it was like Christy McNichol or somebody. Whoever was famous, it was Mary Lou Retton. You know?
Yeah, there's Uncle Frank.
And if Uncle Frank is no longer a picture, he turns into Dennis Eckersley. You know what I mean? Like, whoever was popular.
Tootie.
At the time. Exactly, yeah. My dad would cut out people's heads from magazines and put them on the faces of people we didn't like anymore. So that was the original Photoshop. But again, you know what? You know what all of these stories have in common? Petty, petty, petty. Reindeer games, tactics. I feel like people in Russell Wilson's camp, and we're using him as the example. This happens all the time in sports when they're trying to make a statement, when they're trying to create a cryptic vibe of, you know, and you know what it is? Dollar signs. Like, oh, no. Because I feel like they got someone in their corner like, all right, Johnson, what are we going to do in Camp Wilson? I think what the kids do is they start deleting stuff. So let's have them delete all, and then get the management worried, and maybe they'll offer more money.
But hold on.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Wilson. Yes, sir. Delete all those photos, and let's get the Seattle management up in a tizzy. And then maybe we'll get more money out of them. Like, I feel like it's so obviously forced. And again, petty, petty, petty.
You and I have seen this firsthand. We're new to filling in for Dan Patrick, but we've been doing radio shows, podcasts for years, you and I.
Too long.
Sometimes, very long. Sometimes you would have to agree that sometimes our stupidest fights and disagreements, like if we end the show really going at it, sometimes listeners hit us up like, yo, you guys okay? And we won't respond because sometimes the drama is good. You want to keep people on their toes. And I think that this creates a sense of urgency. It creates a sense of like, ooh, what's going to happen? And there's nothing wrong during a time where...
Seems a little, let's give him something to talk about.
Let's give him something to talk about. And if he does go, by the way...
How about love? Love, love. No, but you're right. It keeps them in the news, right?
It keeps them in the news.
Keeps them in the cycle. Keeps them in the conversation.
Relevant, important. And Russell Wilson, very relevant, very important. In fact, if he did go to Washington...
And then Washington's like, ooh... Russell Wilson deleted his photos. Ooh, what? Gets people talking.
I keep in mind, that would be the biggest move and my big takeaway, other than the funny of it. When you talk about the actual game, if Russell Wilson went to Washington, that's bad news for one team more than anyone else in the world. And that's the Dallas Cowboys, who thought for a minute, like, yo, we got this division on lock for years.
Oh, no.
Yo, they're thinking, Cowboys, they're thinking, Giants stink. They're thinking, like, yo, Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia has a little life, but no, we're better than them. Washington, they're like a 500 team. If they get Russell Wilson.
Culture changed completely.
Perfect
timing with the new name, the new unis, new quarterback.
New everything. If Washington got Russell Wilson, if the Commanders, sounds interesting to say, right? The Commanders. If the Commanders ended up somehow getting Russell Wilson, you're talking about a shakeup of the whole NFC East in the biggest way possible.
By the way, Rich, wouldn't you say that our Covino attitude, because that's a new thing.
Oh, the Covino attitude. I like it. All right, all right.
The Covino attitude. Don't you think that's all about the fact that we realize these guys ain't going anywhere? It's like,
he could just
come on,
stay.
Shut up. You're not going nowhere.
He could just stay.
I don't know. You know how I look at Seattle now? Like the old grumpy, frumpy girlfriend he used to be with that hassles you? Because, again, he's coming off his first losing season in that organization. So everyone's sort of angry and bitter. And when you compare an old relationship to the possibility of a new one, you know, this girl has shiny legs. She's happy when she sees me. She doesn't bust my chops when I get home. You know,
she still gets ready for you. And stuff.
And then you're looking at Seattle, and you're like, everyone's like, you know, hating on me. We had a bad season last year. I've been there, done that. Sometimes
it's nice to be wanted.
It's nice to be wanted.
And the grass.
No, it's not that
the grass
greener.
It's not, but it does look nice, though.
But it does look nice.
Does look nice.
However, I do subscribe. Joel, to watering your own grass.
I'm just pushing this too, Joel, because I'm a Niners fan. So if you told me Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson are out of the division, as a Niners fan, I'm like, sold.
I want to say bye Rodgers so bad.
Yeah. Who's your team?
The Lions.
You're a Lions guy. That's right. You're a Lions guy. So, of course, you're like, yo, later to you, Aaron Rodgers.
Please.
Hey, Joel, just so you know, when I got that Lions helmet from the quarter machine, I always kept it.
Personally,
I wanted the gumball myself.
Maybe I'm lying.
All right, well, listen, we have more Covino and Rich filling in for Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you can also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back. Covino and Rich.
Yeah.
In for Dan Patrick. Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox. Live from the mean streets of L.A. Live from the barrios.
You're in Sherman Oaks. Mean streets.
To all the Vatos Locos.
Shout-outs to everyone across the country. We appreciate the opportunity to fill in for Dan Patrick. It's pretty crazy, right?
Oh, this is great. This is great.
Want to talk a little Tom Brady? TB12? The most talked about man over the last year of our lives, probably?
I'll never turn down a conversation to hype up a guy that doesn't need my hype. I think he's great. I really do. I don't want to give people more reasons to hate on me. I already have a punchable face.
Nah, he's overrated.
I'm wearing earrings today. It is a throwback Thursday.
That's your reason?
That's my reason.
He has a camouflage hat on.
I have a Yankees camouflage hat on.
Oh, by the way, so obviously people listening, just to know the punchable face you speak of, we just described it. Yankee camo hat and earrings.
And a camouflage shirt, but it's blue camouflage.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Where you hiding from?
Yeah.
I told you. Mean streets of L.A.
I know. Don't want to be seen.
He's hiding from the cold.
So I don't want to give you more reasons to hate on me. He's like, this guy's a Yankees fan. He's from New Jersey. I want Dan Patrick. I hate this Covino guy.
Hate.
Get him off Fox Sports Radio.
Dan Patrick's in Sandler movies. Covino's not.
And he likes Tom Brady? Yes, I do. Because he's a winner. He's a winner, and I like winners. And I feel like if I could, grab anything from him, take anything from him, that's good. I want to run with that.
That winning
And that's
mentality.
How I feel watching his documentary, Man in the Arena. It inspires me. I'm like, this guy's an inspiration. All this hate, unnecessary.
You feel the same about Kanye after watching his documentary?
I do. I watched it last night, and I was like, that's what I needed to get fired up for the Dan Patrick Show. That drive, that motivation. Before Kanye unraveled, he's a focused, motivated guy. And you got to respect that. I hate to sound cliche so early in the morning, but you hate him because you ain't him. It's true.
It's early.
It's true.
As you said before, early, like Mr. Furley.
Yeah, but you hate Tom Brady. Anyone who's like, oh, eye roll. You hate Tom Brady because he beat your team. That's why.
It's likely.
Because he made you cry. That's why.
True. That's true. By the way, Furley or Roper?
Oh, I'm a Furley
guy. Who's a better landlord for Jack Tripper?
I'm a Furley guy all the way. Furley.
Yeah, but Mrs. Roper was great, too.
I didn't like her.
All right.
She put too much pressure on Stanley.
Stanley? All right. I got to ask you about Brady. Were we robbed of funny, charismatic, likable Tom Brady because of Belichick? The Brady you've seen the last year and a half, and Spot, you were pointing out before, even during the Super Bowl, he put out a funny tweet.
He tweeted a screenshot of his iPhone.
Yeah.
schedule that said he was supposed to be at the Super Bowl that day because he didn't make it.
And then Giselle posted some video of her doing self-defense martial arts. And she was kicking ass. Did you see this?
Karate?
Giselle wrote,
Was she doing Eagle Fang or Cobra Kai?
Johnny Lawrence. Eagle Fang.
Eagle Fang.
She wrote, I believe the more tools we have in our toolbox, the better. I feel stronger, more confident, empowered. Since I started practicing self-defense, I feel it's an important skill for all, but especially for us women. And, she is kicking ass in this video. Tom Brady responds, my days of leaving dishes in the sink are numbered. Like, the likable...
Wow, man. He's a regular...
Oh, you don't like that one?
No, you know what?
Wow.
I'm changing it up. I think it's Cedric the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, Steve Harvey, and Tom Brady.
Kings of comedy, right there?
The new king of comedy.
Sinbad.
Who's your favorite comic? Chappelle? No, Tom Brady.
I think we need to keep things in perspective. It's the relative proximity theory, okay? Tom Brady's no Jim Carrey. Tom Brady is no Cedric the Entertainer. He's no Sebastian Maniscalco. But in the world of sports, he could have very well have been more like a Peyton Manning, more like a Shaquille O'Neal. We never saw that side. So we were, to answer your question, we were robbed of Tom Brady.
He won 6 Lombardi trophies with Bill Belichick, but we had the sort of tight-lipped, can't say much, can't do much
because
Tom
of the
Brady.
Patriot way.
The Patriot way robbed us of a Brady. Like, think of all the people that are like, yeah, I hate Tom Brady. Maybe you wouldn't have hated him so much if he was the likable winner all these years. Because Tampa Tom way different than New England, Tom, to the casual fan. Him and Gronk talking about tutties. All right, we have more Covino and Rich filling in for Dan Patrick. 877-99 on Fox. We'll take your feedback next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.